Saga Egmont presents A Frightfully Fatal Affair by Hannah Hendy. Read by Jenny Funnell. Prologue. It isn't always so dark in Dewstow Woods. Usually, during the autumn day, light streams through every branch of every tree, as it does in the summer. The short grass and dead leaves on the ground glow gold and orange, like they are on fire. But today, the sky is smothered in a gloom, and the sun doesn't reach far enough through the trees to make even the slightest difference. It may as well be night. It's not always so quiet in the woods either. Most days, you would meet at least one person if you were to walk the easy few miles through from the little town of Dewstow to its neighbour, Ittenvale. Bump into an acquaintance, or nod agreeably at a dog walker coming the other way down the well-trodden paths. That is not what today had in store. Today, the air is cold, and the breeze whistles through the creaking tree, beneath which the body lies. A dead weight under dead leaves. No longer a person, growing colder and colder. Just a vessel that used to hold something much more. Useless now. Legs and arms draped at horrible angles, lungs empty. Eyes still open and staring in a terrible unseeing way, waiting for the flies that will surely come and eat them, buzz over and land on the face that can no longer brush them off, crawl inside nostrils and lay eggs inside the skin. The circle of life. Worse still than any of that, the body lies terribly, terribly alone. Though, can you feel lonely when you don't exist anymore? Some questions don't have answers, couldn't possibly have them, or are only known by those that can no longer tell. There's a bark of laughter down the path, disturbing the peace, and the sounds of tramping through the trees gets closer and closer. Not long ago, there would have been someone here, for it hasn't been long. Still, it lies there, waiting to be found. Chapter 1. "What on earth's wrong with that marrow?" Clementine asked. "Did you feed one of the Year 7s to it?" Marjorie chuckled as they watched Summerview School's deputy head and drama teacher struggling to place the vegetable on the trestle table, which creaked horribly under the weight of it. Rose ignored them both, brushed down her smart trouser suit, turned on her heels and swooped away across the hall, back out through the fire escape to her car. Probably to get another hideously large vegetable, Marjorie thought. Staff member Seren, Rose's unlikely best friend, tottered along behind her with her own arms full of misshapen potatoes. "She's got 6 more sacks of them in the car," Seren whispered to Marjorie as she put them down on the table. "I've told her she can't win if she's a judge, but she keeps saying that rules were meant to be broken." Rose barked Seren's name across the hall and she jumped to attention, scuttling back the way she came. "Gosh, we've got some competition, if even Rose is joining in," Marjorie smiled at her wife. "Well, I don't think we're going to win anyway." Clementine gestured at their own trestle table, with its autumnal leaf-patterned tablecloth and very sparse selection of ugly parsnips and long, stringy carrots. They had tried their best, but neither Marjorie nor Clementine had ever been particularly green-fingered. The best Marjorie had ever managed was a few sad strawberries in their garden, and a houseplant they had managed to keep alive for a few months, until it had been put on the same schedule as Clementine's dusting, that is, and died sadly of dehydration, forgotten on the windowsill next to the ornamental cats.
"You speak for yourself."
Gloria, Marjorie's second in command, had snuck up behind them both with a basket of her homemade jams.
"I fully intend on winning something this year. I didn't slave over the stove all last night for nothing."
Summerview School's yearly harvest festival was, as always, being held in the sports hall of Dewstow Leisure Centre.